Hello, everyone. Good morning and welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Lois Effect. My name is Alisa.
And here I am. You're like, my name is Alisa. Where the hell is she? Hi. My name, very tentative. My name is Alisa. Oh, here she is. And my name's Liz. Girl.
Yeah, and how are we today?
Yeah, how, you know what, that is a really good question. We are okay. A lot okay. of adjusting, a lot of adjusting. Yes, so, and I shout out to people that are caregivers. Shout out to people with elderly parents and I will start out by saying I am profoundly grateful because my situation is a piece of cake, comparatively speaking. And fortunately, because we're still in the midst of this pandemic, the opportunity to find a way to embrace this new emerging lifestyle is more feasible than if this happened in the chaos of how I used to.
Uh-oh. Hello? Liz, I know. I can't hear you. I think our phone just died. I'm not sure. Yep. The call has dropped, so hopefully she'll call back. For those of you, just kind of keep you up to date. Liz's mother ended up having to have some surgery done recently, so that's what she's talking about. She's hoping to get some more updates on what's happening. I know that's a big concern, obviously. And what's interesting is that today is my mother's birthday, so I just did a quick Facebook post for her. Here she is. Yeah, she had to call on a different line.
On a different number. You know, what else? Okay, so anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. Anyway, I had to switch phones because that's what happens. Thank you, Blog Talk. Anyway, long story short, so for those of you that don't know, my mother was rushed for like emergency heart surgery, or rushed to the hospital a week ago Tuesday, had the procedure Friday, got discharged Saturday. And so since Saturday to now, so it's shy of a week, it's this adjustment and physical therapists and visiting nurses and now she's has type 2 diabetes, and now they're teaching me how to like test her blood. I'm like, it's a lot. Fortunately, I do have one sister here in New York. We're sort of shifting. We are of two very different consciousness. She's a very kind, wonderful, very generous person, has been very ride or die with my mom. Of course, this has affected all of us. And she's also has managed to repress, in my opinion, really the essence of who she truly could have been. And I've been saying this from, you know, my whole life. She's a year older than me. But never really true to, I feel, what would have been her true sexual orientation, and therefore very literally very buttoned up and very repressed and very surface. So in terms of raw honesty, Who knows? It doesn't matter. No one's lying to each other. It's not about lying. It's just about this is how she's found a way her whole life to cope and navigate and be in the world, and none of my business. So, you know, you meet people where they are.
Mm.
Do what you have to do. And, we're both internalizing this in our own ways. And, it's been a lot, but I'm going to, you know, I'm finding a way to embrace this and manage it and to see the power of how quickly the human body can heal. My mother is a rapid healer. Did this take her memory to a whole new level? Absolutely. So she was already having slight memory issues. Now it's like, I think you have like this catalyzing event, and that could certainly have an impact.
Mm.
But she, so far, and thank God, because there's no way I can do it, she has been managing without 24 hours. It's not like this is so urgent that she needs 24 hours, but somebody needs to be to show up there once or twice a day.
Right.
So we're navigating that, and I do believe in miracles, and I do believe that, and I hope I'm not being naive, but I do believe that my mom can work in the direction of not needing 24-hour care, still being somewhat independent, but I do feel somebody needs to check in person, you know, mm. once a day.
Right.
And right now it's more, so I'm leaning toward supporting that consciousness and not getting into any conflicts or unnecessary tension. There's no reason for it. Like, for instance, she has her first post-surgery follow-up doctor's appointment tomorrow, really, really early. And for whatever reason, my sister was like, well, maybe the visiting nurse can take her. And I'm like, you're delusional.
No.
In my mind, I'm like, bitch, you're delusional. I wanted to say, I didn't say that. But I'm like, okay, thank goodness. You know, she's clairvoyant and she can read energy, meaning me. Okay. And I'm like, okay. So instead of me getting into a thing back and forth, I'm like, I'll take her.
Right.
Done. Do I want to? Not particularly. But it's not about what I want. It's about what has to happen. So it's like things of that nature. And the other day I was there for 7 hours. I was ready to lose my mind, learning how to draw blood for my mother's diabetes test, which I still don't know how to do because I'm terrified, and learning her physical therapy exercises, which I now do with my mother along with her, which is so cute. Oh yeah. I'm going to make this work for me. I'm going to find a way to make this work for me and to make it like a good thing. You know, like an old life, I would have still had my gym membership, and that takes up, you know, a period of time. So if I use that logic, okay, well, I'm going to be losing time or I'm going to sacrifice this. Not really. It's Corona. It's lockdown. I work at home. I'll figure it out. I want to make this a joyful experience, especially since who knows how long we're going to have my mom. Have no idea. And hopefully, I mean, the visiting nurse was like, no dentures, no Depends. You look great. No hearing aid. Your cataract surgery was successful. What's your secret? So my mom's, you know, yes, she's, this could be so much worse.
Right.
I'm not changing diapers. And I pray to the baby Jesus I never have to.
Right.
Pray to the baby Jesus, I never have to. So with my sister, I actually called her after the 7 hours, and that was on top of, like, I'm moving, I'm making sure, you know, that my kids are fed, that the one that's still in school is okay. Like, there's still moving parts. Work emails are, like, all these moving parts. And I was shaking by the time I got home, and I called her, and I'm like, we have to figure this out. And it wasn't like in an upset way, like tit for tat, absolutely not, but just, this is real, let's sort this out. So the next day, which was yesterday, I thought, okay, she's going to show up there in the morning, I can just catch my breath and then figure out what the hell I need to get done before things fall through the cracks, which could happen in a heightened state. So I'm very on top of, like, always checking my calendar, my to-do list, and to make sure nothing, you know, like my taxes or whatever, nothing falls through the cracks, because it so easily could. Mm-hmm. And I get a text message. So are you coming today? And I'm like, what? Oh, what? And she's like, yeah, my back's bothering me. I'm like, okay. I said, I can swing by with her dinner and I could stay like an hour. And I stayed like two. And I did that. I'm like, okay. Okay. And I'm not going to throw in her face that, you know, she isn't working and she doesn't have children. I will not throw that in her face. But it's just how everybody's processing everything. And I think that the more I embrace this and the less afraid of it I am, or the less anxious, this is the most perfect, beautiful time. I'm just swapping out the time that I used to take my walks because I'm losing my mind because it's lockdown. Okay, well, now there's purpose and I'll make this work. And how could I not be devoted and be there for my mom without resistance? Mm. So that's where we are.
Wow.
So it's a lot. So yeah. And the reason why I was a touch late for the show was that I was organizing what I'm, because now I'm cooking for my mother and I'm cooking for my kids. So it's,
right.
And she has dietary. So I was in the kitchen and I saw the clock and I like ran to the phone to call in for the show, and the call got disconnected. So here we are. Anyway, how are you?
Ooh, good. Just take a breath there. Take a breath, you know.
Very, very. Oof.
Well, I'm always, you know, sending good vibes to your mom and that she is able to continue her rapid healing and just the adjusting, I'm sure. You know, that's a big deal, you know, and a
of
big
course.
Consideration. So, yeah, I get it. And when you have family, you work with what you got, and
that's it.
You make the best of it.
Right.
You know, kind of segueing into other to mothers. You know, like my mom's birthday is today. So.
Oh, happy birthday!
Yeah. So.
Lucia.
Lucy, yeah, it's Lucy, yeah, but it's Lucy, yeah, officially.
Yeah,
Lucy,
we love Lucy. Happy birthday!
Yeah.
So, how old is she?
She is 83.
All right.
Yeah, 83.
She's a baby. Great.
She's a baby, right?
She's a baby.
Yeah, my dad's birthday was Sunday. It was past Sunday, so he turned 82.
Nice.
Yeah, so I know that, and then, you know, this is like Pisces season. Every family member, besides the ones born in May, were basically born in Pisces season.
Right.
So, I've got a few relatives who've already had birthdays, as I say, February 28th, and. And then, you know, my niece's birthday is coming up. Anna's birthday is coming up.
Yep.
There's a lot happening. And
at
some point this month, the plan is for my parents to come and celebrate their granddaughter's birthday.
How wonderful.
It will be on the day of, but, you know, and my brother and sister-in-law are trying to also move, you know, pack up and move a house. So all this is kind of happening, and the end goal is to have the house, the new house, ready so that they can receive my parents and they can, you know, stay for a few days. Hopefully they'd stay for a week, but we'll see. And we can celebrate everybody's birthday. But yeah, that's the plan. And I didn't post stuff on Instagram because they're not on Instagram, but I posted stuff on Facebook. I usually have a ton of pictures of them because we've already taken a trip somewhere. And obviously, you know, the only trip we've taken this past year was in November to Blue Ridge, Georgia. And so, so I have some pictures of that, like with, you know, me and her. And then the same thing I did with my dad, and it's from the same trip. It's basically a picture of me and my parent, and then a picture of the parent and Isabel. I know that's their main focus is like, how much time can we spend with her? You know, when can we see her? You know, when can we, and they, you know, they haven't had their COVID shot yet. That got rearranged because there's a shortage in South Carolina where they live. So, you know, their consideration was around that time. They were going to have they had an appointment to get the vaccine, but they will not be having it yet. So they're like, well, I guess we'll go, but of course they want to stay safe and same with us. So, but yeah, it is kind of weird to not see them. Because I don't talk to them a lot on the phone. Although I did call them on Sunday. I called for my dad and I was watching Isabel. So I was at their house, at my brother's house. So we all got on FaceTime and that was kind of cute to see everybody. My aunt and uncle were visiting with them and celebrating. So that was fun. And so I can't really do that today. I may try to FaceTime her anyway, just to say hello. But it, you know, it's weird because that's how I would get my time in with them, was to take these trips, you know? So, and then of course we would talk every so often. Usually we'd talk more as we were talking more about the trip. And then as the trip came up, and then, you know, then we'd spend all this time together and then we'd take a break. So now it's still a little weird to have not really seen them since November. Mm-hmm. And to not, you know, to hope that they'll be here, you know, sometime this month. And they bought a new car.
Oh, nice.
Which their car is almost 20 years old and they still didn't get rid of it. They kept it.
Well, of course.
It's still working. It's still fine.
Why not?
So, so that'll be their tooling around town car. And then the new car will be, I guess, what they want to travel with, because it's a minivan. It's so funny. My brother has a kid and my parents get the minivan. So
that's funny.
I was telling my brother, I said, you know why they got the minivan, right? Because that way, if we all want to go somewhere, if, you know, they're visiting, because they're going to be visiting their granddaughter, then we can all fit in one car, you know, if we need to go somewhere.
Right.
So that's my thinking. And there's tons of trunk space. So, you know, my mom can pack to her heart's content. And, and we could probably fit, you know, another person in there, you know.
Right.
So my brother's like, really? You think so? I'm saying, I think that's probably a smart conclusion. I mean, I can get why they want to be a little higher up, you know, sitting a little higher up. But to decide on a minivan, I think that's my dad's genius at work. Like, well, you know, we can all fit in the car. And my brother's thinking, well, he doesn't need to be driving around Atlanta. I said, that's fine. I'll drive. I don't mind driving a minivan. Well, you know, someone else can drive it. I think he'd be fine with that too. But it'll be fun. I think good for them. You know, they made
good for them forward thinking. They're living their life. I mean, listen, that's beautiful.
So,
wow, that's exciting.
Yeah. And you'll be proud of me. I have been doing my meditations. I've done a couple of meditations.
Yes.
I've been doing it at least twice a day. Sometimes I just do I'll just do a few because they're such short meditations. I did listen to Abraham Hicks because I do have that podcast kind of queued up.
Right.
But then I also have a few meditation apps. One is called Insight Timer. And it's got some really, I mean, you can, they have like free stuff. And then if you want to, you know, go to longer meditations or I think they have some other things, like some of the people who are offering content will have courses. So, you know, you can, I think, get into longer term type things for a fee, you know, for a yearly fee. Mm-hmm. I'm just doing the free stuff right now.
Of course. Right.
And so there are a few that are really good guided meditations that are, you know, 10 minutes, 8 minutes.
Beautiful.
So I've been enjoying that. And there's one that is cello music. It's like a cello music meditation.
Oh, God.
From this, I think she's a Chinese woman, Japanese woman, Chinese woman. But she's based in Amsterdam. So that's been kind of interesting. Although, you know, I've listened to a few of it, a few of her things, and so I'm noticing a little pattern. So that if I notice a pattern, then I need to switch it up, because then I then I'll just be like, okay, I'm stuck on this pattern. So, but it's called Insight Timer, and I think I got it because a local practitioner here in Atlanta had. He's a contributor to this as well. So I think he does a lot of sound meditation. He knew Lois as well.
Oh, wow.
So he has some offerings there. And I remember downloading it, downloading the app so I could listen. And then I just don't get into the meditations that often. So, I just sort of shelved it, you know, it's sitting on my phone, but I never really got into it. But after I did that Abraham meditation, I said, well, I know I have like binaural beats. I have different things like that, but let's see what this has to offer. And I just found some really good stuff there. So
good.
I'm happy. Yeah. Yeah.
It just makes a difference that you can opt out of the confusion. You can opt out of the anxiety. You can opt out of the restlessness or the sadness or whatever, even if it's 5 minutes. And that's pretty much what I do. I'll do one, you know, on the average, like 15 minutes waking up. And then throughout the day, I'll just do 3 minutes, 5 minutes, guided, not guided, doesn't matter. Just even closing my eyes and breathing for a couple of minutes, just to manage and stay present. See, when you can get so blindsided, and then everything's still the same, but you're looking at it totally different because new information has come in, or new things have happened, or you have to be hyper alert or hyper vigilant, or what have you.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's a lot. So I'm glad.
Yes.
I'm glad. Yeah. Because the last show, the energies picked up that would be a good thing for you to be consistent with, picking up that you really, as much as you wanted to be, you really weren't. So this was kind of like, okay, a gentle nudging.
Yeah.
And do you find that it's been a couple of days that you've been putting yourself in a more still mental state? Does that give you any clarity with some of the questions that you were having? You weren't sure about next steps with the business you're running. So did the little meditation, or just incorporating that now as a matter of your self-care routine, do you notice any sort of difference?
Yeah, I mean, obviously anytime I can take a break and then be in a point of stillness, that's just that calming makes that, you know, that anxiety drop tremendously. I'm not rushing myself. I'm just letting things kind of fall into place and have some realizations come to me, and I don't have to act on it yet. It's just more of, okay, let it sit, because, you know, what are some of the priorities for me in the moment? And
that's a good question.
Okay, well, you know, this is it. And so it's not picking up on and acting on the energies of somebody else or other people, because that's their energy, right?
Right.
What's next? We gotta get this done. And it's like, well, there's no we here. You know.
Thank you.
You know, if you need to get something done, then you get something done. I will get my stuff done.
Right.
So yeah, it's definitely I'm feeling much better about those decisions, and just down the road, there was also a meditation I did, which was a visualization about like meeting myself from a year ahead. And it was really good. And it made me smile. I'm having my eyes closed. I'm like, oh yeah, you know. And it was just a really good visualization. And it wasn't that long. It was maybe 10 minutes. It was really good.
You don't have to be that long to be effective. It's amazing because it's not about linear time. It's
right.
It's about getting still. Right.
Right. So and getting still and seeing where your focus is, and it kind of went through a lot of different things, but without that you know, what's your deadline? What's going to happen here? It was very gentle. So I felt really good about it, and I felt really good because it wasn't even that, you know, you have to aspire to be there, but to realize that you're already there, that you have a lot of things already working for you.
Right.
And so just bringing that out, it's not about having to get or be or do or, you know, anything additional. It's just bringing out whatever's already inside you. And I love that. I mean, that there's so much that it was just like, oh, that makes me feel really good.
And
it just, and
that's
just
raising your vibration.
Off.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's good, because that's the gateway to clarity, is to lower the resistance, which is to neutralize the anxiety, the fear, the sadness, whatever it is, just to neutralize it and just to be, because as Eckhart Tolle says, if you really think in this very moment, do you have any problems right now in this second, in this moment? The answer would be no.
Right.
There you go. And it's like that message that I had pulled, you know, a moment-to-moment awareness. So like each moment's an opportunity to clean up your vibration, more or less. So, yeah, and even with the situation with my mom, like, okay, how am I going to make this like, okay, it's like the clubhouse. How am I going to make it like this? I want to be here. And it's not going to put me into a rabbit hole where I'm going to neglect other parts of my life, or I'm going to feel like I'm not as free as I used to be. And not, no, how do we? And then and although it's a very different situation, but with you, with things, with shifting with business, it's the same. It's the same questions are asked. Am I still going to feel a sense of freedom? Am I going to be painted into a corner? Am I going to be doing things that I don't really want to do? Am I going to let other people, you know, steamroll me into things that I'm not comfortable with? You know, it's, you know, it's like speaking your truth, speaking, having your voice, and coming to a loving sense of clarity. So with my sister, just, you know, out of fear or out of whatever damaged parts of herself, well, maybe the visiting nurse could take her to the doctor. And that seems such an outlandish statement. I didn't even entertain it.
Right. Right.
There you go. You know, and showing up as best as one can show up, and then she has to figure out how she's going to show up.
Right.
That's it. The way
good
other
for you.
People that you, yeah.
Because that cuts out a lot of that drama that would be like you forcing somebody to do something that they clearly can't or won't do, you know?
Right. And so this was like over like an email, and I just said once statement, I'll take her to the doctor.
Right.
I'm sure she was shocked because I didn't get into a thing. And I'm not going to get into a thing because that would besmirch, you know, my mother's consciousness. She doesn't deserve that. She doesn't even deserve my sister even saying maybe the nurse could do it. That's ridiculous. Now, thank goodness, you know, because it is corona and I'm not running around like a maniac. And even if I was, I would have canceled whatever. And I would have shown up for my mom because that's a priority. Whatever.
Right.
It's very cut and dry. But if she needs that moment to process or to what have you, I just met her in that moment without any resistance.
Right.
And then she wrote back. She said, "You're wonderful." That's right, bitch. I am. Right.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, and,
right.
And I, you're right. You know, if this had taken place, you know, 2 years ago.
Oh my God.
I would have had, because I'm already thinking of a situation where I totally did not act that way. And,
right, exactly.
And I remember just that with such heaviness and anger that I carried around for a long time after. A long time after that particular incident. I just could not let it go. It's like, oh, I'm going to just file that away and keep it, you know, keep it burning. it's not healthy. That's heavy enough. But then I know I spent quite a bit of time kind of in resistance to that, pushing against it, you know, wishing to, you know, manipulate somebody else to do what they need, what I felt they needed to do. And I'm like, wow, to be able to see
it's
that
so heavy.
From now.
So heavy.
Yeah. There's so much energy. And so it's good that, you know, good that we're talking about it here, obviously safe space. There's a bit of time and distance. But you're right. Talk about breaking some patterns, because that's,
oh yeah. And I
know,
sure,
that's
she was
what,
shocked. I'm sure she was shocked. Like, oh my God, we didn't even get into it. No, I'm not going to get into it. Nope. Not going to get into it. Nope. That's it. There's no reason why I can't accommodate this right now, because life has totally slowed down and many parts of life has shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And I can work around a very manageable schedule, which wasn't manageable 2 years ago, the way that it is now. And
right.
Again, I'm thinking back, like if this happened, 3 years ago, I was in the middle of a really painful divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? Right? Like when I think back, where horrible divorce and losing my mind and working. And then what does this happen with my mother's heart in the middle of all of that?
Right.
Then I would have said, then we would have had, on top of everything, that knockout, drag out, like, I can't take her to the doctor. What do you mean the nurse? You have to do it. Like, I can't even, oh, like, I'm just getting anxiety thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm so grateful. I can do this, and I can turn this into, well, this is my daily activity of, you know, this is checking in on my mom and making the best of it. Done.
Right.
I have to, because this is a processing and, to resist it. I mean, is it what I prefer to do? No. Is it frightening? Yes. Is it inconvenient? A little, but not really. It's corona, you know. Not like I have to cancel all these things.
Right.
Because these things were canceled a year ago. So, yeah. So if this had to happen, and, you know, we know that there are things that are inevitable. I knew that my son who's adopted would have a kind of a crisis of wanted to take steps to look for his biological family, And I knew one day it would be inevitable that something would happen with my mom in terms of her independence and her health. Did both of things have to happen in the same month? Yeah. So it's a lot.
Well, I was, I know, you and I had talked about, I mentioned this, I think on the air about one of the shows my Aunt Thelma likes to watch is Paternity Court. And that's like part of her afternoon TV lineup. And so with
who's the baby daddy?
Right.
Love it.
Right. Or in some cases it's, you know, it's the child who hasn't gotten a clear answer as to who her father is.
Oh,
and they're older now, you know, and,
right.
And, you know, so anyway, but this, the latest one that I remember seeing was, what happens inevitably is that everyone's just kind of talking over each other. You know, there's a lot of,
right.
He said, she said, a lot
right.
of accusations. And I love it because the judge, Lauren Lake, she just calls it like it is and says, you know, she'll let them kind of do what they need to do and work it out. But when it gets to this point of craziness, she just calls it to order and she calls them out and she's like, you know, everyone here is talking and no one here has mentioned the child.
There you go.
Like,
wow.
Like the focus, none of it. It's always been, it's just about what, you know, your own stuff. No one has mentioned this child that is just, you know, probably a year old. This one was a really, really like a baby basically, but you know,
wow.
So I love how, you know, sometimes we need something to kind of bring us back to like, what's the main point of all this? You know, if you're in a court, there's a reason why you're here. So that's pretty easy, but sometimes it's not even in that setting, it's not easy to stay focused. You know, you bring in all the other baggage and all the backstory and all the hurt, you know, and all the pain. And yet something was created from that, you know, something or despite of it, you know, something beautiful, a life was created. So now your priorities have to shift again. And,
right.
And so, yeah, I think when you have those sorts of moments, whether you witness it or you're a part of it, you know, you have to take a moment. And they all, you know, they both were just like, whoa, you're right. You know, they're still childish, but they were
right.
like, oh yeah, no, I care about her and you know, all that stuff. So,
uh-huh,
but it's
uh-huh.
like just a wake up call. Like what are you perpetuating here? Because that's your default setting for right now. And you know, when you're asked to step
right.
up and really look at what the bigger picture is, you know, this is now the reality. And there are other priorities that are going to take the top spot, you know, in the pecking order of things. And I think because in this case, it involves a child, you know, your heart opens up for that because that child is dependent on the parents, on at least one of them, the one
yep.
that's living with. But that's vulnerability at its highest.
Oh, yeah.
And so you have to be able to snap to it. Like, oh yeah, let me get back to, you know, to what's really important here. And just to put things in perspective, so important. So sometimes that,
yes.
like that meditation is what helps because then it's not, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's not worrying about other people's stuff. It's you. It's like not even worrying about you.
Yep.
It's just like taking care of you. That's the focus.
Yes, that's right.
That's the priority.
Yep. Right. Right. Amen. And,
yeah.
and to not, yeah. And to, just to have that layer of protection and other people can express or have what they want or what they perceive, what things are, whether they are even acknowledging, what others may need.
Mm-hmm.
This could be with a sister, brother, sister relationship. This could also be with future business relationships.
Right.
If you know what I'm saying? And so it's very parallel. So
oh, yeah.
if you're not really being seen, and there's all these assumptions that are false caveats or false scenarios, like, that's not mine.
Mm.
So I'm not going to engage in that. If it doesn't feel fluid and that things are flowing, if there's any sense of anxiety or resentment, and what's so interesting is that, okay, so I'm getting used to this. It's only, my mother hasn't even been home from the hospital a week. It'll be a week on Saturday that she's home. So this is all like, okay, getting the information and processing it and understanding. So, yes, was I potentially triggered, and I had a WTF moment when my sister was like, well, maybe the nurse can take her to the doc, or are you coming, or what? And I'm just realizing I am not going to even take any of that on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to take the bait. It's not being offered as bait. We'll think that it's bait, or we think it's something to provoke, but it's not, because where it's coming from, that's coming from a place in their sense of logic, and it's logic that's set up to whatever, however they have found a way to cope and survive in this life, doesn't necessarily mean that that lines up with you.
Right. Right.
So like, I'm not doing that. But there doesn't have to be resentment or being triggered, or like, I identified that and I thought, oh, this is where we're coming from.
Mm.
Wow. Poor thing. And I don't mean that in a bitchy way. I mean it like, okay, so obviously you're scared and you don't want to deal, and you have your ostrich outfit on, so put your head in the sand. Okay.
Right.
But I got to take care of business, you know. And there is a saying, if you want to get something done, give it to a single mom. So, because we get things done. That's all
right.
We got to do. Right.
Right.
So there we go. So it's just about what needs to happen. And so it's just that adjustment. But I really am using this as an opportunity. And with what's going on, you know, with you and making decisions about what is working for you moving forward, same thing. What's going to work for you without the heaviness of the energies of others?
Right.
And being of service to you and the matters at hand, being at service. So I love that you did that meditation of, you know, a year from now, what does that look like?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that must have felt so much lighter and brighter and better than, feeling without any heads up, just feeling like, oh, wait a minute, why is this other energy from another person? Why is that attempting to be dominant in my field? My energy needs to be dominant in my field.
Mm.
You know, leading that, you know what I'm saying? Leading with that, which is why, because I keep going back to that example with my sister trying to just pawn off to a stranger, taking my mother to a post-surgery doctor's, hello? Excuse me.
Right.
Right. Right. So in my mind, if she's going there in her brain because she doesn't want to deal and she doesn't want to go, she doesn't want to get into a confrontation with me, like, can you take her? Because she knows she has nothing on me in terms of, like, she knows what my life has been,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, she's not going to ask me. She right? So she puts it on this nurse that doesn't exist. She made up that there's somebody. She made it up. She made up this person. She made up this person. I knew in that moment, there is no discussion. I'll go.
Right.
And that was without resentment. That was like the highest vibrational choice in that moment. Really not a big deal. So I have to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning. So what? I get up early anyway. So what? I get up before that most days anyway. So what? Now it's just I got to do something during that time. Okay. That's not in my apartment. Okay.
Right.
That's it. I got to be there for my mom. Done. And if it's going to take my sister a minute to process that or whatever, okay. But I am not going to allow that be the dominant energy. The dominant energy has to be what is in my consciousness, what is in my soul, what is in my heart, and there's no struggle because it's not taking me away from anything. It's leading me into being present and doing the right thing.
Mm.
There you go. And there's a grace that goes with that.
Yes.
And I want to find joy in this. That's it. I want to find joy in this. I don't want to turn this into a burden. It's not a burden.
Right.
Yes. You know, am I, you know, going to my mother's neighborhood more than I care to? Yeah, but so what? It's okay. I'll make it work. That's it.
Yeah.
Yep. She has saved my life so many times. It's like, hello? You don't think that's loyalty. Loyalty. That's it. So there you go. And hopefully she'll find her way. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, that kind of piggybacks onto a question in chat from our friend Lil Fairy.
Hello, sir.
And I'll read this to you. So she says, hello, mm-hmm. Liz and Elisa. I'm back to my old job. The working hours are much better.
Good.
I'm still looking for another job that matches my skills, though.
Oh,
but the drama energy at my workplace seems to follow me, especially from female coworker SC.
Well,
any guidance, please? Thanks.
Girl.
And I think what you had just said.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
Really applies to this.
That's right.
About allowing other people's energy to weigh you down or confuse you or get you off track or
it's
you
not
know.
The dominant energy. It's
right.
This is perfect, Elisa. So yeah, perfect that you brought this up. Well, I wonder if she brought the Krispy Kreme or whatever to the office. I wonder if she did. I wonder if she did that.
Krispy Kremes.
I wonder if she
wanting Krispy Kremes.
Okay,
again.
And you know, like we had like we had them in New York. So I think they were originally from South Carolina.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So they were like a thing in New York, and then they went away, and now they're back. So they brought back Krispy Kreme. I'm like, yeah. But anyway, okay. We always do this. We torture ourselves. But yes, to Elisa's point, Little Fairy, I think these questions keep popping up for this exact point of somebody else's energy is not the dominant energy. There's nothing you can do about it. It's really interesting to leave a job and to be able to come back and then to think about leaving it again. Like, what kind of, that's very accommodating of this job. I'm glad the hours are better. But if you, instead of looking at this SC person, and wanting to, hoping for them to have a softer energetic expression so that you're more comfortable, is not really your place to ask. So meaning what they're going through is what they're going through. Who they are is who they are. It has nothing to do. I'll tell you right now what I'm picking up is whatever you're feeling, girl, has nothing to do with you. This kind of reminds me of, I coach actress for auditions, and this comes up all the time where they could do really well, they could even get a call back, they would hope to book it and not book, and then they end up not booking it, and it's really playing the lotto, and it happens to the best of actors, and 90% of the time, if they did well, if they had a call back and the final decision went to somebody else, it doesn't mean that they weren't good enough to book it. It just means that the puzzle pieces didn't quite line up, but that their work was worthy. So instead of trying to fit puzzle pieces in this other person's energy to paint a picture that works for you, allow that person the grace to be who they are. The more that you're thinking about that you have something to do with it, then you're putting out that vibe that's calling attention to you because you're almost seeking it out. But if you dial it back in and you say, no, my energetic signature, what I'm feeling, what I need for me, who I am in this moment, accepting the grace of this moment, having my integrity, nothing on the outside is going to derail me from that. And just send anybody and everybody just the energy of support. I support you in this moment. I could have gone totally off on my sister. I'm like, wow, this is the best that you can manage. All right. Okay, we're not going to even get into it. Mm. Same thing with this person with SC. Like, okay, I'm not going to even get into it, but I wish you peace. You can't go wrong with wishing everybody and their mother and their cousin and their brother and their dog, cat, and parrot peace. Wish them peace. As we step through this life, wish everyone you interact with in your mind, I wish you peace.
Mm-hmm.
And then it allows them to be whoever the hell they want to be. They want to be a serial killer and they want to be, okay, wish them peace. Because that's their free will. We can't control that. Meaning you can't control whatever you're picking up, whatever vibes you're picking up from SC. Maybe she feels you're an easy target because she feels like you know, maybe the vibe is like wanting to be liked and everybody's approval. And maybe there's a little bit of like, well, she left and now she's back. What's that about? It's none of your business. There, and this is a old cliche. I don't remember who came up with this saying, anybody's opinion of you is none of your business.
Right.
You know?
It's funny, Lois used to say that too.
Okay, here we go. Thank you.
I just thought that was one of the things she taught in her classes.
Oh, isn't that funny? I didn't even
what you
know
think of
that.
Me is none of my business.
Oh my God, isn't that funny? I didn't know that. I love it. Okay, yes. So that's the whole thing. Oh, Lisa, that's so cute. I love that. So, yeah, little fairy, it's not that deep. And then you're already thinking about going someplace, like, you know, and that's fine. But, you know, maybe people pick up on that energy. Like maybe, you know, maybe she doesn't want to be. And the thing is, too, I say this when I coach actors, when they audition, when they used to audition in person, I would always say this. When you get into the room, act like you're happy to be here. Yes, you don't like doing it. Yes, it's nerve-wracking. Yes, it's barbaric. Yes, people are judging you. Yes, it's called casting. That's what we do. But act like you're happy to be here. That's half the battle. Being the solution. And I always say this to the actors too. You walk in, you're the solution, not the problem. So I'm not going to go to my mother's apartment saying this was so inconvenient. I really didn't feel like it. I would have rather stayed home and watched, you know, Paternity Court, but I couldn't. So now I'm here and I'm really resentful that you had a heart issue and I'm really resentful that you're old and I'm really resentful that guess what? None of those things are true. None of those things are true at all. And when I show up, what she's going to get from me is I'm really happy to be here. And that's the God's honest truth. Did I feel like getting up there? No, but I'm not going to act like I didn't feel like going up there. I'm going to act like I'm happy to be there, claim that, and I'll be happy to be there. Because then you're being present in as moments unfold in the present. As I quoted before, Eckhart Tolle, and in this very breath, in this very moment, we have no problems.
Right.
We have no issue if we're right here in this moment. Right. So am I going to go down a rabbit hole with my sister? Nope. Sorry. Sorry, girl. Work out your stuff. Am I going to take care of myself? Hell yeah. Am I going to do the right thing by my mom? Absolutely. And am I going to enjoy it as best as I can? That's it. It's not a burden. It is not a burden. And this could be so much worse. So I am grateful. Grateful. So, and I'm just putting that energy that my mom isn't going to go into the spiral of decline. She'll maintain. And we'll take it one step at a time.
Mm.
And that's it. And it's sacred. Not. No. And for whatever issues that my sister might have, whatever issues SC might have, that's for them to work out, not for you to take on, and not for you to you know, analyze that it has anything to do with you. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, but guess what? It's none of your business.
Mm.
You know? And if you didn't bring the Krispy Kremes, you know, maybe do it on Friday. I don't know. Maybe do it tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. I don't know. Just saying. Yeah. Anyway, so that's my two cents, little fairy.
Well, there you go. I think that covers everything. Just, I would say, because she's put a few things in chat. I mean, everyone's sort of, you know, adding their two cents in, which is good. Mostly it's staying as present and knowing that if you know you tend to pick up on other people's energy, then acknowledge that in the moment and then realize, okay, what can I do to at least differentiate and let it go. And to let it go big time, like, you know, she had mentioned something like, you know, I'm still sad that the other job didn't work out, but it was your choice to leave that job.
Yeah, girl. Right?
So again,
I'm going to have to go because I have the visiting nurses calling me. So,
okay.
Bye, everybody. I'll let you close out. Love you. Bye. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Good luck. So I would say, we're actually at the tail end of the show anyway, but yeah, just know that if it's not your stuff, then don't try to make it your stuff by thinking about it and by focusing on it. And so you're right. And it's interesting that you would say that the energy follows you around. So who's the common, you know, component here? You know, it's you, and it's you either allowing or not allowing the energies to come in that aren't yours, you know, and just kind of let them take residence. So you doing the work that you need to do to take care of yourself. And then to just know, to act as if, or to act accordingly, that it isn't about the other person's stuff that you are trying to sort out. You can maintain a level of happiness or contentedness. And we mentioned gratitude also last time we talked about you when you're going back to your old job, and then see what happens. Because if you put things out there for new jobs and you're trying to one foot out the door, then that's the same energy you're going to take to the next job. There's still work to be done, but you're doing it. Just, you know, take a few moments and get yourself centered and just realize, you know, that when you're talking about your energy, it feels really good. It's yours. So that's the sort of energy you want to bring into your workplace. That's the sort of energy you want to have flowing wherever you are. And then see how that changes. Some people may not get it, but that's okay. It's not for you to try to make them get it. Either they receive it or they don't. Anyway, we're about the last 30 seconds, but I appreciate all of you guys. Thanks for being in the chat. Thanks for listening. And we're back on Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. And if you do need to reach us, loablend@gmail.com. We love you all. Have a great day. Let the light do the work and two brighter days ahead. Take care. Bye. Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me. Yeah.